Intermediate Listening Test 10, Part 1, Transcript 23, Airbus.
Airbus has just announced plans to revamp its A350 plane. It's going to be called the A350XWB. That means extra wide body. The European plane maker hopes the new design will help it in its battle to win orders from rival Boeing. The news came from Farnborough, where the world's biggest air show is underway in the south of England. Earlier, our colleague talked to Charles Alcock from Aviation International News and asked him about Airbus's latest plans about this A350XWB, whether it can compete with Boeing.
Clearly, Airbus underestimated Boeing and what it was delivering in the 787. And it misread the market in terms of what it wants. It's trying to put that right today. It's now offering a revamped A350. They're calling it the XWB Extra Wide Body. And it's going to offer more seating. And there are going to be various different options for airlines to choose from. And for the passenger, it's going to offer significantly wider seating, bigger windows, which should be more comfortable. What is really important here in terms of the battle between Airbus and Boeing is the much greater efficiency that this aircraft is promising. They are going to use more and more carbon fiber instead of metal. Almost half of this airplane is going to be carbon fiber. That means it's going to be lighter and is going to burn significantly less fuel.
And Charles, Airbus is throwing a double whammy here at Boeing because this new A350 will compete with the 777, which is already flying, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. Everybody is talking about it in terms of A350 versus the new 787. What's important about the news that is broken at Farnborough here today is that Airbus now is mounting a dual campaign against Boeing. It is going after not just the 787, but also the existing 777 airline that Boeing already has in the marketplace. And they are saying that the new revamped A350 could be as much as 25% more efficient than the larger versions of the 777. That's really going to get airlines' attention. There isn't an airline on the planet today that is not utterly fixated with operating costs and how those can be driven down in the face of inflated fuel prices.